And if you are feeling really bold, here's one. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you could bet them to win by 41 points or more. I don't think many are probably going to do that one, but anyway, that is just some of the things you could do. So all you have to do is just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and then use the promo code WSGW to get started. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code WSGW. Must be 21 and present in Michigan. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit is required. Max bonus of $275. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problems? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help.
Can you tell me what is the return on that bet for 41 points or more of Tampa Bay? Do we know?
Let's just say it would be a big one. Yeah.
Oh, man.
If you're feeling bold.
741 on WSGW. Another follow-up on that. On WSGW, not this weekend because it's the middle Sunday between the conference championships and Super Bowl Sunday itself. But we are looking already ahead to February 7th because we will have live coverage of Super Bowl LV on 790 specifically. WSGW that day starts at 2 o'clock with all the pregame that leads up to the after 6 o'clock kickoff. And join us for the action, please. Speaking of the Super Bowl, I've got a couple of those Super Bowl stories that are starting to pop up in many different ways. Do we have, by the way, do you have any odds or opportunities to bet on what will once again be the Puppy Bowl?
No, unfortunately.
Puppy Bowl is back.
All right.
On Animal Planet, those who are looking for an alternative. And once again, your hosts are going to be Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart. Remember that combination that we thought was so crazy, yeah, but apparently it worked well? Snoop and Stewart are promising to serve up favorite drinks and favorite bites when the Puppy Bowl puppies are frolicking around the mini stadium again on Super Bowl Sunday. On Animal Planet, you can enjoy the Puppy Bowl.
Did they still have the kitty halftime show?
Oh, I forgot about that. That's right. Do they still have the lingerie bowl? Remember that?
I do remember that, yes.
Yeah, in this day and age, probably not.
I don't know.
Well, if it is, it's certainly going to be on cable. There's no question. Not going to be on any other. Also, we have word. You know, we talked yesterday, and the news came out to big advertisers like Budweiser itself, that particular brand, and Pepsi are sitting it out.
Yeah.
Yesterday we talked about how General Motors plans to actually have some advertising, but specifically they were going to concentrate on their new electric vehicles. Mm-hmm. Well, in the wake of the news we hear this morning.
Oh, yeah.
What is that, by 2035?
2035. We should be seeing electric vehicles.
14 years from
really
now.
Quick.
Right. Yeah.
That's all it's going to be. So you'll find out more about that. There also is the first release, it says here, of a Super Bowl teaser ad, and it comes from M&M's. The candy is going to be back into the Super Bowl, and it says it's going to have a Super Bowl commercial that's aimed at bringing fans together for a few laughs. It says here, while fans typically have needed to wait until Super Bowl Sunday for a glimpse, the M&M's folks are going to offer a chance to watch the premiere via Zoom.
But a sneak peek, eh?
On Wednesday, February 3rd at 9 o'clock in the morning. They've released a teaser. I'll get a link up to that. But now apparently they're going to give you the Zoom premiere. Why not? When everyone knows using Zoom for meetings and everything else when it comes to the workplace.
There's got to be a limit how many people can get in on that.
Is there a limit on that? I don't know.
I would think it would shut it down if everybody and his brother hit it.
Maybe that's what they're hoping for.
Maybe.
I don't know. It'll be the first ever such Super Bowl commercial release, and it says that it's going to give creative spin to not only reach consumers, but also reflect during the video the types of feelings being conjured up by a simple 30 seconds of airtime. Hmm. So that's what M&M's are going to be doing when it comes to the Super Bowl ad for this year's game. Hmm. And we have received word that the young lady who did a poem for the inauguration,
Amanda Gorman, yeah.
She apparently, it says here, is going to be doing a poem at the Super Bowl.
I saw that.
Oh, did you see that? Yeah. Tapped to do a new poem to celebrate the three honorary co-captains for the Super Bowl. Now, lovely young lady. She did a great job. No disrespect before her.
Yeah, 22.
But for years, NFL Films has been producing poetry.
That's a good point. Yeah, you're right.
In its coverage, not just of Super Bowls, but of all football games. John Facenda. His great voice for so many years and the music. For example, and just for you, Pat, I thought I'd give you just a brief example of this poetry.
Oh, please.
From Super Bowl X.
Ah,
when those Steelers of yours, and that's when I was a huge Steeler fan at that time, too. You know, the famous Bradshaw and Harris and Rocky Blair and Mean Joe Green and Jack Lambert and all the Steel Curtain taking on the Cowboys. And just here's a little description, speaking of the Steel Curtain defense that John Facenda was using. Now, this, again, like, nothing to disrespect, Miss Gorman, but NFL Films.
In the second half, the Pittsburgh defense jammed the shotgun and reduced it to a squirt.
Yes.
Setting a Super Bowl record 7 sacks as a Niagara of gold and black poured down on Roger Staubach.
A Niagara of gold and black poured down on Roger. I ask you.
That's awesome.
There's your poetry. NFL Films has been doing it. I mean, shotgun to a squirt. A Niagara of gold and black pouring down. It's just beautiful.
It is, yeah.
And to have Facenda delivering it in that voice of his. Oh,
I know. Well, the father-son duo who did NFL Films for all those years, they both passed away. And I think they did a majority of the writing, too.
I believe so, yeah. And they're the ones that they invented the slow-motion angles.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those close-ups? It wasn't just on the players. The ball spiraling through the air, and that would be the shot. It's like, who's going to watch that? Well, it worked when they put it together with all the film work.
Great visual storytelling.
Oh, yeah. It really was.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but the Super Bowl already has its poetry necessary.